We're in the middle of Simon Shin Sadi Aleph, if I recall. Let's just have it for a second. We had, what are the various heterim of Simcha? So one, we had Piraon of Mureyos, but we said that's only after Shiva Lishar program, right? It was very restricted. And number two, we had L'shem Mitzvah. And we said we had two pshatim on what L'shem Mitzvah was. Let's call it Ravid and Mukhe Yosef, right? The Ravid said it means Mesi Yasum Yasoma,
right? Which were two pshatim. This is the Ravid, and this is accepted by the posting, right? The Ravid says,
basically, the Mitzvah wouldn't happen without you. That's what it means L'shem Mitzvah, right?
Mesi Yasom, the Yasoma equals Mitzvah needs you in order to happen.
Right? And we said this is a general principle. Whenever the Mitzvah needs you in order to happen, then there's a heter. And what are the other examples we brought from the poskim was if they need you for the minyan, right? That's in Rabbi Kiva Eger here, quoting the Agnos Ashiri. Will be another example of this. Like if it wouldn't happen without you.
Other examples are Hashlamas Minyan, right? You're the tenth.
Or another interesting example is brought in the two places here, but mostly let's see in the Nodu Bihuda, according to the Pesach Shuvos, we've gotten Zion. Let's say if you didn't go to the Chasna, they would delay the chasna and delay puruvu for a bachur who didn't do puruvu, right? I mean, in most chasnas nowadays, at least big deal chasnas, are people who didn't yet do puruvu, right? And then we consider it a very serious mitzvah. It's always a mitzvah to get married, but it's more of a rush. So, for example, this is Rabbi Kiva Eger, and this is, if you don't go, it'll cause a dichoy in the Nisuin, right? That's in the Pesach Tshuva Zayin, quoting the Nuri Huda. It's also in the Gilyam Arsha. We mentioned this. The Ben wouldn't get married if his mother wouldn't come. And then it would be a dichoy. What if he wouldn't get married? He wouldn't get married till later. But that's a dichoy for Ravu. It's very, very serious. Okay. Good muster for everyone in this room who has single friends that they shouldn't walk around their normal lives without making sure to look out for shidduchim for their single friends. Because the big rush all over me. So, if they won't get married without you, and it'll cause a delay of nisuin, right? If lo yisa bil adav v'yidche nisuin, this is the Gilyan Maharsha, and the Pispei Tshuva, Sifkat Mizrayin, Vishem, Noda Bihuda, then that would also be the Shem Mitzvah. You have to go in order to make the Mitzvah happen.
Is Mesi more correct than like Masi?
Any dictative people want to help us out here?
I wasn't sure if Rebbe named
it. No, it's probably Masi, like Matil, right? It's Masi. That's what I said last time, I believe. Okay, it's Masi. It's not like Mivi, it's like Matil, right? Lachora. Right, you agree, Lachora? Okay. Agreeing Lachora is not such a big commitment.
What's the difference between Matil and Mivi?
Because one starts with a nun. And the other is part of the root. The more controversial case is the Nimukin Yosef, which I said yesterday, the Aruch HaShulchan leans towards saying the Ramban agrees, but it's not so clear. We really have no evidence, but the Mukhei Yosef certainly agrees. He says, nope, this means, and we'll leave out those radical balitosos who may or may not have said something, this means a Sudas Mitzvah She'ein Basimcha, even if they would do it without you, just to participate, right? Meaning, anything except Nisuin slash Sheva Brachos, you know, that's all including Nisui,
which says Sashinchum Ono. Anything for a mitzvah, not Sudas Moraeus, that you say, don't say Shasimchum Ono, that would be considered a mitzvah, and that would be a big heter. And what did we see? We saw three shitas about this, right? We saw that according to the Nemuka Yosef, it is. So here this is a controversial. According to the Nemuka Yosef, it's mutter, so it's mutter to attend any simcha. According to the Ramah, right, says, no again, lasar, and we clearly asar. Within the Ramah, there were two opinions as to whether to make exceptions or not, all based on that shach, right? Remember the shach in Hilchos Talmud Torah, I think it was, Reish Ben Vav, wherever it was, said you can go to a siyum, and then the Ekron expand upon it. So what about Seudos with even less simcha than a bris and a pidyon aben? Even though he said nogin less or kol suda, how about a siyum and a bar mitzvah, v'chuli, meaning not a bris and a pidyon haben. I guess a bris and a pidyon haben have like extra simcha, because after all, a baby was born, as opposed to a siyum, which is more purely spiritual, and the bar mitzvah, which in those days was more purely spiritual. But even nowadays, you know, like, what's the simcha of bar mitzvah? I understand, bris, they had a baby, you know, and if I was, you know, Aboriginal Australia, I'd also make a party if I had a baby. A bar mitzvah, like, you're only happy, right, because we're doing mitzvahs, right? It's not really a physical simcha. It's not like, oh, like, my kid is 13, like, you know, like, now I should really make a party. Like, not a big deal. Okay, and etc. So here we have a lot, one second, who were Mekel, and here the question is how to interpret all these Achron who say it's a Sudas Mitzvah. The Shach and the Dogel Meir Vav already extended to Bar Mitzvah, and then the Gilyon Mar Shach, Kos Ignesi Dolo, extending it to many other things. So here the Shach and the Siyam and the Dogel Meir Vav and the Gilyon Mar Shach quoting the Knesset Hagdola Hitiru. And then the question is, do we pass like this or not? So Ad Hayom Azed, this is a tremendous machlokas, whether we pass like this or not, between the different poskim, and there are a lot who are Mekel. So Mutter Mamish Afilu Lididon. That's the Pshak of the Gesher Hachayim. And Aser Lefi Minhagenu Lasar Kol Suda, right? This is what we left off with, I believe. Remember, the Ramah said Kol Suda. It's really hard to figure out how to get this to jive with the Ramah's Kol Suda Shabaola. He even said Shabaola, right? I mean, you can't really get a more inclusive language than that. Shabaola in the universe. So, either you never know when to take it Lavdavka, or somehow this is different. And this is what the Chachmas Adam left Bitzarach Ion, and there's a Prima Gadim quoted by the other Achronim, a gazillion Achronim on all sides. What is, yeah?
The Gesher Chaim is trying to say that despite the Ramah, I'm going to argue, or I'm going to, I don't think this is what the Ramah is talking about.
I don't know. It is a, you know, I think you're asking a question I might not be chayav to answer. You know what I mean? But what does he say? He says, give me a second. I apologize. What does he say? He says, L'shtat v'sud machrim b'chol lamed v'yud v'yishchodosh l'abba'im l'abgam sh'l'shun l'gam sh'l'bosh milu p'niyo ben v'chadome. Even Rasmila Pinyin Ben Chadoma, the Ramah says the minig is not to eat at the Suda. Then he said, "Vasuda shall see a maseches mechilim."
And quoting that all the makoros that we just quoted. So it sounds like he's trying to fit this into the Arma, as dochuk as that sounds. You know, I just read what it says there, but it sounds like he's trying to fit into the Arma. Lemaisa, the ad higim was there different hagim, where Willick says he thinks really there's room to be mekel, but lemaisa, the minhag is, let's say two things what the minhag is. Number one, the minhag is that the avelim generally, they don't go to bar mitzvahs and to chanukas habayit and to tnoims, etc., or at least not to eat at the suda. Again, here we're talking about a suda. We're not talking about like a siyum, like a guy brings schnapps and, kibbutz kal. That's what the Shabura says in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. That, you know, refreshments, that's not a suda. Someone makes a tnoim and they serve kichel. Someone makes a suda and they serve, crackers. So that's what we're talking about. Like, sometimes someone makes a siyum and someone makes a siyum. And the imamish make a real Shabbos meal. So I thought the minig was that we aser it. Certainly the bris milah. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, very important, yesh lahakel b'makom tzorech, that when you're stuck, you can be mekel legamri, like the Mukhi Yosef. You can be, when you're really stuck, you can be mekel, and he says, especially when it comes to, let's say, parents, grandparents, etc. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, let's say we're talking about people who are making a bar mitzvah. Now, what's usher here? So l'chomer, what's usher here is this is Rav Tukhachinsky is very clear in this. He has all kinds of diyukim in the Gemara that you can like or not like. Ayin Shem Degesh Rechayim. The Aruch HaShulchan is also clear in this that we're talking about eating. What's the meaning of Rama? Lechol besuda, right? Shelo lechol shem suda shav olam. What's the diyuk? The diyuk is you can go say ma'amutav. You just can't be ochel besuda. In which case, lekulei alma. In all parties, if you don't eat, then you're not really sharing in the simcha. You're just respecting the people. Like, I'm not partying if I don't partake in the meal. And therefore, lekulei alma. What are the heterim? Let's just point this out. I don't know if I should call it a third heter or whatever. Lekulei alma mutter likanes lesimcha she'eino misuin. Misuin is more complicated because that's mamash simcha v'mono. The whole makom is mutter simcha. Lekulei alma, it's mutter to go in if you don't eat. Lekulei alma mutter, it's mutter to go in if you don't eat. And says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, he's quoted in Pnei Baruch and others, umutar lito. You're also allowed to have a little refreshments, as long as you don't have a real meal. So even if it is a real party, meaning even they're serving more than refreshments, they're making a real party, you can go in, you can say mazel tov, you can have refreshments, you can take food home with you. And that's the minute of what we do at bris milas and things like this. You can go and say mazel tov. You just don't stay, you don't dance, etc. What about the close relatives of the bar mitzvah boy? This is actually interesting. You know, in bar mitzvahs I've been to, in the, whatever you call the modern circles, parents of bar mitzvah boys never eat the meal anyway. They're always too busy. I think it's very different. Okay, different attitude towards how formal, how, ritualized the meal is. But Lemaisa, if we're talking about the parents, the grandparents of the bar mitzvah, then there are many svaris, lahakel. Number one, the Aruch HaShulchan says you can go in. And number two, it's a bar mitzvah. It's not even a bris milah. Many people are mekel to go to a bar mitzvah. And even to eat at the bar mitzvah. Not to mention the fact that the Bnei Shulchan actually thinks it's a Yom Tov delay. It's a Yom Tov Shalom of the parents. It's an interesting question. I'm not getting into this. Are the parents making the party or is the boy making the party? The parents are paying. But,
conceptually, who's Yontif is it? So maybe it is the parents Yontif, that's how we feel. Bani Shulchan likes that Svara. Anyways, there's a lot of room to be makel for the parents to come to eat at the bar mitzvah based on, again, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, makum, you know, there's makum l'hakel, and for sure, bar mitzvah, which Dagum Arvava is makel on, and many people are makel on, or at least sounds like he's makel on, l'maitse, there's a lot of room for the bar mitzvah, for the parents to go, even if they are in Avela. Some people say only if they are waiters or something, but Pashtos, there's a lot of room for the parents to go even if they're in a velus. How about dancing? Dancing is like the real simcha, the mizmutim. Willick says, you know, as necessary so that the bar mitzvah kid won't feel like his bar mitzvah is ruined. The father can dance with him, or the grandfather can dance with him, so he won't feel like his bar mitzvah is ruined, but, you know, not a heter gomer, because that's really not as necessary, and also that's a much more serious simcha than all the posts we're talking about. They didn't necessarily have bands and all these things. Okay, so much for bar mitzvahs. Now, you can go in, again, not to eat, but there are kulas to eat, you know, to rely on the mekilah, especially for, you know, your kid's bar mitzvah. Lo aleinu. But dancing should be minimized.
What's the word except for dancing?
Mizmutim will come up to it.
And
also, Mizmutim doesn't technically mean dancing. It means like music and etc.
I
wasn't sure
how to read the Rama with
Rebbe.
Which Rama?
This Rama. Minag shelo lechol b'shem suda sheba olom
kol.
That's pretty clear.
I guess starting before that, where he said,
first is my the right shot, right? It wouldn't happen without you. And we already saw the machlokas shach and bach that we say after lamed for parents or after zayin for shar krov, right? I didn't put that on the board again. Well, sudas mitzvah is less for simcha. Now comes the mukiyotzik's kula. What about a sudas mitzvah that doesn't have simcha, meaning not a wedding? So, it's mutter, even toch shiva in his house, and after shiva out of his house, v'yesh osher, but other rishonim aser, besudas bris mila, v'haminag, and our minag is, shalalecho b'shom suda shiva olam kol yud beis chodesh m'chutz l'beis, v'soch ha'bayis b'kilim shalcho beis, besudas bris mila, v'koshkim shav sudosh, shem ha'm simcha, v'ol simchaz yisun, yishlach ha'kei nirli. Right, that's another kula, says the Ramah. The Rama says he's makel if it's in your house. Doesn't happen that often that it's in his house. I guess that makes it a little less. It's not nechnas the beis hasimcha, right? Because he's already in his house. So then the Rama's makel. Okay, they're going to argue whether we're knowing they're cooler nowadays. But lechor, if it's enough the need to make in your house.
Is a bat mitzvah the same thing?
Without getting into politics and in communities where there are no hate to make bat mitzvahs, yes. Okay, now continuing. Sorry. Avel shu bal bris omo. Held bal bris means what we call sandik. We didn't use the word bal bris anymore, but we still, if you notice in the piyut, we say invention. What do we say? Right? Harachmu yivare first avi hayeled ve'imo. Right? There are three bali simcha and a bris. First avi hayeled ve'imo. Second is Baal Bris Hamila. Baal Bris Hamila means the Sandik. You ever wonder who that second Arachman is for? It's for the Sandik. That's why, if you're ever the Sandik, they shouldn't honor you with the second Arachman, because that's not good midos to bless yourself. The Sandik, they shouldn't honor with the second, and the Mol, they shouldn't honor with the third, which is Hamol Basar Harla. Okay, that's who the blessed the three people. Three Baal Simcha, of course, is also the one who's also Baal Simcha, but not really capable of doing much about it. The fourth is for the, the fourth was the molo, right? The third was for the racha nimo l'shmona. Okay, if the baby doesn't really have many shaitas usually. Yes?
In benching after, we say like, racha nimo, we say yasonu,
that's. Yeah, but that's not a whole fancy thing. It says in the Sidurim there that you shouldn't, it's not polite to bless yourself, I don't know. Okay, that's what it says in the Sidurim. All right, it's always good to be machmer and derech eretz. It's not the end of the world. Let's say you're the only one who knows it, right? By the way, if you're ever stuck at a bris where they don't have sidurim or anything, then it's very easy to remember that Piyut in the end, his name was Avraham Katz, or Avraham Cohen. So it's just Aleph Beis Reish Hei Mem, and then Cohen Tzedek Katz. Back to
the Rama adds,
what about Yontif delay? Is there a heter of Yontif delay? Avel shu bal bris o moel yilbash big shabbos alachar mila mutu likonis lamila lechol sham imulachar lamid af al pish ein hamila beveso.
If he's the Yontif delay, he's the sandik or the mohel, then he can eat there because it's a special heter of Yontif delay. This was a big machlokes, and the Rishonim had a big machlokes about this. Lemaisa, the Rama is Mekel, only after Shloshim. Okay, there's a big Taz about it, but in the end the Taz is Maskim to the Rama, and then the Kudus Kez Maskim to the Rama. What that means is, after Zion for Shar Krovim, so here we have the Heter of Yontif delay, if it's his Suda. So we have a Sandik Balbris Umohel Achar Zion / Lamed, meaning Zion the Sharkrovim, Lamed the parents. What about the Avi Haben? So the Avi Haben is different because the Sandik doesn't have to be the Sandik. And the Mohel doesn't have to be the Avi Haben, like it's Mama Shelton too late, it's his kid. So here, much later in Simon Shin, who remembers where this is? Sadi Hey in the last shach says that, no, that's not what I meant. It is later in the I figure out where it was. Someplace later in the Shach of the Taz, I thought it was the end of a simon, where he talked about if you have a baby within... Ah, here we are. The end of the Shach and Shin Sadi Dalet says, the Drisha, quoted the Marshal, that if someone has a kid within Shloshim, he doesn't make Simcha Mishnah B'Yom HaMila from the Rokeach, and Dubash Enogin, can that's not our minig. Our minig is that the father does as the Geshur Chayim, but for the Avi Haben, always there's a heter. Obviously, it's within Shiva, he should make it in his house, but always there's a heter to make a party for the Avi Haben, because it's Mamash Yontif delay, and he has no way of avoiding it. Okay, let's go to the next. Just make sure. Ready to go to the next. If yes, okay. Likanis l'chopesh shlobesh asachilah shmoa brachos yesh matir yesh osur. How about going to the chuppah? Not to eat at the meal, meaning it talks about likanes lebeis hamishneh. So we assume we're a daik of the Ramah and all the Akronim say when it comes to other things, it's only us here to go eat there. Just walking in is nothing. Agav, you should know there's a big machlokas. What about on Shabbos? Let me go back to point out on Shabbos. What about on Shabbos? So on Shabbos, there are those who are mekel to go to sudas on Shabbos that are not nisuin. But Sarah affected a Shabbos. The minig is not that way. What about Shabbos? Yesh makilin lechol besuda she'ena shel nisuin. And the minig, I believe, everyone has their own minig. But where I've been in my communities, the minig is to be machmer. What's to be machmer? That at a Shalom Zachar or a Kiddush, the Abel can go if he wants, he can say Mazel Tov, he can, say, listen to our Torah, or say over to our Torah, but he doesn't eat. Okay, so Shalom Zachar says maybe he can have a tiny snack, but he doesn't really eat at the Kiddush to show that he's not really the Vaminik Lahachmir, Shalom Lechol. The minig is to be machmir. Okay, it's a little tricky. All they serve is snacks of these things, but I guess not to really participate in the kiddush properly. That's the minig from my places that Avelo and Shabbos, they don't go to the kiddush, or if they go to the kiddush, they say Mazel Tov, and then they go. They don't like stay the whole time. They just walk in, say Mazel Tov, and that's you're allowed to go in, and say Mazel Tov, and not really. I don't think it's a matter of whether you eat a lot or a little, meaning you don't, hang out there the whole time. You just go in, you say a mazel tov, and you leave, and you're not really part of the simcha.
Okay, however, there is a heter. This is found in all the Achronim. Where is it on the page? One second. The Gesher Chaim, the modern day Sfarim say, I don't remember if it's on the page, there's an important heter in Shabbos, which is, what if you're expected there? Let's say it's Shabbos and you're expected. Meaning, I make a kiddush, I invite the whole shul. I'm not expecting anyone to come. You know, like if someone was a friend of mine and he wasn't at the kiddush. All right, not everyone goes to every kiddush, right? You never know. Someone's here for Shabbos, they're not here for Shabbos. They're not feeling well, they got invited out to a meal, you know, etc. No, not everyone has to go to every kiddush, that's clear. However, sometimes there are people who mamish have to go to the kiddush, especially relatives. Usually friends, there aren't necessarily friends who have to go to every kiddush. Right? Because, it's a free country. But sometimes relatives, it would be very weird if they didn't go to the kiddush. So someone whose absence would be felt is mutter to avoid aveilus farhesia on Shabbos. There's a rule that not only is it aveilus farhesia to do something aveilus farhesia on Shabbos, way we paskin, even to just not do anything, but everyone will notice that you didn't do it, because it's weird for you not to do it. It's also called aveilus on Shabbos, right? I think they say Rabbeinu Tam always got shlishi, I think it was in his shul, before the Hasidim. He always got shlishi in his shul every Shabbos. And so when he was in Shiva, when there's an Isser of Talmud Torah of Balios, he still got shlishi on Shabbos. Says aveilus farhesia to someone who always gets shlishi, and the only time in the last 10 years he didn't get shlishi, that's aveilus farhesia. So likewise, if someone's a brother or something, and they always go to the simcha, and on Shabbos, it would be obvious they weren't going because of aveilus, and it wouldn't just be coincidence, then a simile we have, we'll see later on, there's a whole machlok said, changing your seat on Shabbos. So all the modern days for said says, the rabbi, l'kuli alma, doesn't change his seat in shul on Shabbos. Because most people, they sit in different seats. You know, it's not like newsworthy if you don't sit in your seat. As a matter of fact, in my shul, again, it's a very modern place, there's an ikaron, there's a principle of no saved seats, of no fixed seats, and everyone can sit wherever they want. So if someone else sat in your seat, then you sit somewhere else. But the rabbi has a special chair, right? He's in the rabbi's chair. And if the rabbi doesn't sit in his rabbi's chair, that's aveilus farhesia. Okay, so that is lemaisa, but mutter afilu be sheva brachos. Meaning, obviously it's not a wedding, even a sheva brachos, and nowadays we don't have the wedding Friday afternoon, but even a sheva brachos on Shabbos, Hayanikar Shalonishtatev Machmas Avelos. Right? So if it would be obvious that you weren't there because of Avelos, then it's mutter even for Shever Brachas, Kolshkin for all the other things, Pashit mutter, because it shouldn't be Avelos for Hesia on Shabbos. Okay, so it's, I don't know, I always wondered about this. Every once in a while, you go to some place and there's a kiddush and the husband and wife, right? So the wife is very friendly, or vice versa, whatever. She stays in the kiddush for 45 minutes, and he stands outside, like next to the door of the shul, and everyone's passing it by and saying, "Oh, sorry, you can't come in," etc. You know, because he's an avelus and she's not. And I don't think that's correct on Shabbos. That's avelus parhesia. If one guy's standing by the door while his wife's standing by the door for 1 minute. Okay, husband goes to the bathroom, wife waits by the door. You stand the whole time by the door. What bigger avelus parhesia is there than that? So what should they do? Either the wife shouldn't go to the kiddush, or he should go to the base better to learn, and the wife should pick him up on the way out, and he shouldn't stand by the door. That seems not appropriate for Shabbos.
Are we saying it's better to even eat at these sudas?
Yes. Okay. Yes, because otherwise it would be, it's better to even eat, because, I think staying the whole time is sort of the equivalent of eating.
Does it matter, like, how many people are going to, it could be if you're a relative, so your relative expects you to be there, but no one else in the world knows.
Right, so we assume farhesia means even in a small crowd. It doesn't have to be like Asara, Bimi Yisrael even. Farhesia means that it's noticeable, as opposed to bathing and marital relations, which are not noticeable. Marital relations noticeable to the spouse. But, I think even something noticeable, a small number of people still call it farhesia. Okay, so how about, let's go to Gimel. Stand, going to the chuppah, just to hear the Shevrachos. It's a mitzvah to go hear the Shevrachos. That's the assumption of all the poskim here. It's a big mitzvah to go to the chuppah and hear the shever brachos. Why is it such a big mitzvah to hear the shever brachos, Davka? They don't say. They think it's a repulsion. It's a mitzvah to go hear the shever brachos at the chuppah. I assume not because you're chopping another bracha, meaning there would also be a mitzvah to go someplace where people were hearing lightning, hearing thunder and seeing lightning. I assume more a mitzvah to go places where people were eating a lot of snacks and candies and fruits and vegetables. L'chor, that's not what it means. L'chor, going to the chuppah, to the shevrach, the kiyam of simchas chasa v'kala. Right? It could even be, without getting into lumdus now, that it's an interesting question. Why chazal v'm takit shevrachos? What kind of mitzvah is it to say shevrachos? So it seems to be from Rashi to get in ksubas. Then this would explain a lot of things, that maybe the mitzvah of saying the Shev Brachos is Dafki Musameach Hasa Mekala. Obviously, it's also to praise Hashem. But there's a lot of brachas, there's praise Hashem and do other things, like Kiddush, praise Hashem and Mekadish the Shabbos, etc. So it could be that it's a big mitzvah to hear the Shev Brachos, because that's how you participate in Simchas Hasa Mekala. You're there, and you say a name to the Shev Brachos, which are tefillos to make the, Chasa Mekala happy. You say Musameach Hasa Mekala, etc. That's a key. So all when they're having the music and the singing and dancing of the chasen and the kala, right? And the time when they're having the music and singing and dancing, it's also to be there at all, even if you're not singing and dancing. That's a beis ha-simcha. You're not supposed to be in a simcha big place. Meaning like the okay, but that says the Ramah, it's usher to go merely to set foot in a wedding. Right, in a place which is full of Mizmutei Chasa V'Kala. However, that's when they have that's talking about, and he says, if they would have the chuppah, the place where they have the wedding party. But nowadays, now again, what's the nowadays? Nowadays, in England, they still do this minhag, right? I don't want to say they do it like the Christians do, because we did it first. But they have a chuppah at a shul, then everyone leaves, then people go someplace else where they have a party. Pashtus, that's what the Ramah had in mind. But even nowadays, we rely on this Ramah. We say we don't have the chuppah where we have the chasna. Well, in some places there certainly do. We have the chuppah in a separate place. Sometimes they actually have in the shul. You have a shul with a social hall. You go to the sanctuary for the chuppah. Okay, some people say it's a good thing. Some people say not. Not for now. You go to the social hall for the chuppah. You go to the sanctuary for the chuppah. And you go to the social hall for the Suda. So then the chuppah is in a different place. If the chuppah is in a different place, then that's not a Beis HaMishra or Beis HaSimcha. That's just a place of brachos. That's not a place of simcha. It's not Mizmutei Chasa V'Kala. And it is mutter to go hear the Shevah Brachos. When is it mutter to go hear the Shevah Brachos? Some people say Achar Shiva, and some people say Achar Shloshim. And we paskin some people say for all 12 months you can't even go to the Makom Chuppah. You have to stand outside the door. But nonetheless, our minigs be make come up near the Yachal Mark because everything soon tax the Chuppah is a Knesset. Chain Yachal Hak this cost of the Senior Shinan Nasa Machnisa Chuppah tax the Chuppah. So says the Ramah that a few things. First of all, you can go, there are some Makomos which have the minig to be Machmer 12 months, but that's not. That's not our Makomos. That's not our Makomos. Our Makomos are matter to go to just hear the brachos at the at the chuppah after shloshim. And not only that, the maybe it's the Gillian Marsha here says, if I can find it. No, but the poskim write, the rabbi is Masada Kedushin, even within Shloshim, I guess because he's doing such a big mitzvah, they're making even within Shloshim. So the mitzvah to go here, here we go, how about chuppah? Just going to the chuppah, l'shmoa habrachos,
is mutter achar lamed after shloshim, right? And for the Masada Kedushin, the post garmekel even within shloshim. Who said this? Was it the Gilyan Marsha? I just missed it. For Rav Amani Gamatosh Shloshim, good, right? So the Masader Kiddushin Af Tov Lamed. Obviously after Shiva.
For Shar
Krovim, I must admit it's not so clear. From the Lashon of Gilyan Marsha, it sounds a little like only in Avaim it's a Chiddush that it's Mutter Tov Shloshim. For the Geshra Chaim makes it sound like it's Aser Tosh Shloshim for everyone. Let's see. If you... Let's read a little later. Right? You can say one of the be honored with one of the Shevar Brachos, and you can be a walking down the aisle. You know, they honor two people to walk down the aisle. Generally, our days, they honor two people to walk down the aisle, but it's the two fathers and the two mothers. I don't know, maybe in those days, there's a different minhag. And even nowadays, what if someone doesn't have a father or a mother? What if you are the father or the mother? In any case, and you can wear some big day Shabbos. For this, the Shabbos says even all big day Shabbos. So, Vavachi Achar Lamed, V'cheinogim, long is after Lamed. What does after Lamed means? So here, the Shach says the same Achlokas as earlier. The Bach says Achar Lamed is across the board Achar Lamed. And the Shach says Achar Lamed is across the board. And the Bach says no, means Achar Zayim Shar Krovim. And most of the Achronim agree with the Bach. So, therefore, even though the Geshur Chaim here is not, maybe because it thinks it's not really so necessary, is not such a fan. He doesn't bring down the Bach here. But Nira, there's room to remake go. Right. V'yesh makom lehakel gam achar zayin l'shar krovim. And l'maisa, this kula, a lot of the modern day poskim write, you shouldn't use this kula stam. Even though it's a mitzvah here, shever brachos, don't just go to every, son avos shouldn't go to every chuppah they're invited to, only if it's someone very close. And, you know, it would be, it would be very hard for them if you missed it. You know, when it's very, very close, so then we use this kula only for someone who is very close. The minhag is lahakel rak bikrovim, meaning a best friend or a close relative, again, not necessarily your second cousin, etc. You know, you don't just go stam, oh, it's a mitzvah here, the brachos are chuppah, the person should go, even though they're in avelos. No, the minhag is only when necessary. Okay, so that is one heter. Yes.
If you say it seems like a big room, Klasna Kala won't even necessarily know the person's like there listening. I'm just wondering how that is Simchas.
Oh, the more people, the more Simchas Klasna Kala. First of all, they probably do notice who's there. Yeah. And second of all, the more people, the more. So you could say, well, the more people are Simchas Klasna Kala, but one person doesn't make a difference. Then you get all kinds of interesting logical questions. Well, if everyone says that, then it would make a difference. So they could say no, maybe only people in the Avela should say that. All right, Lamaisa, let's
assume. If someone they're close with, then they will.
Then they will notice the difference, for sure.
I'm saying,
someone's nephew was getting married, they would notice if their uncle came to the chuppah.
The chuppah? I've never been under a chuppah. I feel like they're a little more like at the dancing or something than they, when they're standing under the chuppah, like.
No. I've been under a chuppah.
It was a long time ago.
And this doesn't change even if the Matzias is different, because like there are halls in Brooklyn or something where it's like an all-in-one, and like the chuppah is here and the meal is here. So
right, unclear. The truth is that in our chuppahs also, it's not as pasha to be makel, because there's a lot of mizmutim in our chuppahs. Meaning, we don't have, I assume, I don't know, I have to ask Aaron White, I assume in England where they go to the shul and have the chuppah, and then a few hours later have the suda someplace else, maybe the chuppah is more of a, obviously not a, a somber affair, but maybe more of a solemn affair. Efsher. I don't know. Nowadays, our chuppahs are very Levitic. What?
Sure, it's
a sure. Sure, the chuppahs are very Levitic. So there it gets very tricky. Like, you know, in between each of the shemar brachas, everyone starts singing and dancing. So, okay, that's another reason to try to be machmir if you don't really have to be there. If the chuppah is going to be Levitic. I know Rav Tversky was in Avelis. If he was Masadar Kedushin, he would wait till they played all the music and everyone walked down the aisle before he walked into the room. And then he would, as soon as they finished Seven Bracha, run out of the room as fast as legs could carry him before they started playing the Odi Shama and dancing out of the chuppah. And he would be very, very wary of this. Lamaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel, and assume that's not real Mizmutim. But, you know, it's good to only be makel if you really need to. Especially since nowadays, we seem to have a lot of mizmutim. Okay, walking down the aisle, maybe it's slow music, maybe that's not mizmutim. But there seems to be plenty of raucous joy as well. Which is perfectly appropriate for people who aren't avelim. So the mice, nowadays, you have to use your common sense. If someone's going to be insulted, it's going to be very hard, you know. Then or whatever, you can't bear not seeing the chuppah. Then go. But you know, good to be machbers nowadays more than the time of the Rambam, because there's a lot of mizmutim.
Ray mentioned that we generally pass in like the back at least by the church.
Mm-hmm.
So well, I was wondering, like, I know we generally pass in like the shaft, but not.
No, because all the Achronim agree with the Bach. We saw them last time. Okay, so let's continue a little. Are there other heterim? So he says here, Yesh Maturin La'Avel Lechol B'Sudas Yisuna Brismila Im Hamishamshem. This is a big machlok. You showed him also in the Beis Yosef. Can the Avel eaters? Right. I'm sure you've been at many weddings now. There's a table outside for the Avelim relatives. Can the Avel eat with the waiters? Uvachli Im Makom Simcha Gumbayis Acher. As long as it's a different room or a different part, not Makom Simcha. Okay. What's considered not Makom Simcha? Here it's tricky. No. Right. Willing told me when he was in Avelus and he went to, you know, nephews and nieces weddings, he mamish ate on the other side of the hotel, like a 5-minute walk. The minhag HaOlam is that they make it somewhat close by. Preferably it should be far enough away that they don't, you know, really, it doesn't seem like they're part of the simcha. But okay, you have to use your judgment.
Isn't it incorrect, like, if everyone's eating in the big room and you're like eating outside, it's pretty clear that you're not. I mean, you're still near. You could hear the music where you're sitting, and like everyone, it's still Levitic. But like, at the same time, it's obvious that you're not being
right. Okay, but sometimes, whatever, it's a very, very close. You know, you're enjoying all the music. You can see all the dancing. It's a big glass wall. You can see all the dancing. So, okay, it's good to really feel like you're not part of it. Meaning, you should be sitting far enough away that like someone has to make a trip to. You know, someone has to make a decision to go visit you. Now, sometimes it could be right outside, depending on how the building is built. Okay, you have to use your judgment in these cases. But there's a yesh matirin to eat with the, even in the suin, with the mishamshin, vajlum makum simchag mais acher, meaning not in the same room if there's a table on the side for the waiters. No, it has to be in a different room. Again, the minig is to be matur this. Raksha of mishamish shamim yirtza v'yochav v'esom mashashochalom anasuda. Minasuda. Okay, so there are two heterim here. What are the two heterim here? Number one, to eat with the waiters, and number two, to wait. Wait meaning to serve. What are these two heterim? Number one, to eat with the waiters. Number two, to even go into the room with the simcha and stay in that room with the simcha if you are working. Now here it gets a little tricky. A lot of people nowadays make these all kinds of bogus mishamesh jobs for really not appropriate so that everyone can be a full participant in the chasana, and they give them these bogus jobs. That's not really appropriate. It has to be a real job. I remember once I made a bar mitzvah or a bat mitzvah, whatever it was, I remember, and someone wanted to come, was in a velus. They said, great, you could be the videographer. We'll give you the video camera. Okay, I think that's a real shimush. You have to work the whole time if you're the videographer. Obviously, that only works if you don't need a professional video. Because, you know, part of the problem is that it's hard to get people to do shamash nowadays because everything's professionalized, right? Meaning, you're not really going to make the person the videographer because at a wedding because you want a good video. Okay, at a bar mitzvah, who's ever going to watch the video anyway? The Seder, I think in the end, like, that Avel didn't want to do it in the end, so I hired an 8-year-old neighbor instead. But I haven't checked to see if he did a good job. But obviously, you're not going to want to be the photographer because you want a real photographer. And you're not going to want him to be a waiter because the caterer wants real waiters who are not going to mess up his whole plan. I mean, unless the guy happens to be, you know, physically fit and good to be a waiter. So it's a little tricky. So a lot of the things people have excuses. Oh, come in, you stay in the wedding the whole time, we'll give you a job. You know, say, here, take a camera, take extra pictures. That's not a real job. So really, if someone wants to be a waiter, they should talk to the caterer and give them a job. Otherwise, it's very unclear, this heter mishamish, but okay, you have to use your judgment here also. Yes?
I'm just confused. First, there were mentions, like, sort of, I thought it was, like, about being in a different place with the waiter, and then Rabbi Sanghi also saying actually working at the waiter.
Right, so I think these are two separate criteria. Number one is you can eat at a different place, or you can bring it home. Number two is you can actually go into the same place and wait. Like, you can actually go into the wedding and be a waiter. Let's say you don't want to eat, you want to be in the action also.
What does it mean in
If he wants to go in, then he can be a waiter. Maybe in the old days, the standards of the waiters were a little less, things were a little more hamish. So anyone can be a waiter. Maybe even nowadays anyone can be a waiter, I don't know. But probably if, like, the person's 70, I don't think the caterer wants to be a waiter. Hopefully the villain will be older, Meretz Hashem. Okay, so if no one's an oval until they're 70, then it's going to be hard to convince the caterer to take them on as a waiter. But anyway, these are...
If you're doing photographer, you need a big camera, not an iPhone.
Yeah, photographers, only if you're a real photographer, not if you just say, take some pictures. That's bogus. Sometimes you'll just show me it. But that's not real mishamish, take a few pictures with your iPhone. That's not a real mishamish. They post them also, right? It can't be to give out schnapps for l'chaims. Because that's not shimush, that's the derech of simcha. Usually the Baal Simcha might do that, right? Baal Simcha I've seen do that, so that's not a waiter, that's mamish simcha. So the problem is, I don't know, Ray Willig doesn't like the heter of mishamish because he thinks people abuse it. Okay, you have to use your common sense. Depending on what the guy's good at, you never know. Maybe the guy's taka photographer, then you're set. The guy's taka professional photographer, invite him, and he'll take pictures.
And if the guy's, like, actually a photographer and you'll appreciate the pictures, then it's totally okay.
I mean, if he's really going to work. The thing is, if you already have a photographer, then, I don't know, you know.
Multiple angle shots.
Like, I don't know. Okay, I don't understand these things. Maybe. All right, you have to use your common sense. Anyway, so that's a heter of mishamish and a heter of eating with the mishamish. And Lamaisa, these heterim also. These heterim of of eating with the. With the mishamshim, when do we... Okay, so first of all, when do we give these heterim? So here it's not 100% clear. Like, when do these heterim apply? Like, in all top parts of the velus or not? So says the... Gesher Chaim. Okay, he's talking about the Shoshbinos. But he says here also, one second, let me see if I can find the part about the, Meshamshin. Hold on. If not, then move on. Here we are. So he says that these heter are only after Zion for Sharkrovim and after Shloshim for Avaim, unless it's very close relatives. Then your matter after Shiva even for Avavimo.
you know, for close relatives. So in general, these this heter of Mishamesh and Lechol Vibayas Acher. This is mutter. We use it again. You don't stam go. We use it when necessary, right? When necessary, says the Gesher Achayim. When does this apply? Achar Zayin Lishar Krovim, just like the Shoshpinos, Achar Lamed Le'av Ve'ein, and for close relatives, as long as after Shiva, even Achar Zayin, even if they're Avel for their father or mother. Let's say, you know, someone's brother's getting married or some very close relative, in every family, however, whoever's the closest, then we're Mako as long as they finish Shiva. Before we get to the most famous heter, let's just finish up this Ramah. Finishing up the Ramah says, this strange heter, Yesh Matur Lecho, Lo'ava Lecho, Ba'osa Suda Shal Dugim, Sha'osa Nachar Yisun, Kmiachshe Kosu Lomar Sha'asim Kumono, Isle Heker, Sha'in Simcha Ba'osa Suda V'Shari. Some people are Mekel, that, meaning he's Mekel, right? That the certain fish meal they would have a certain time after the Nisuin, after the Be'ilas Mitzvah, a certain number of days later, where they stop saying Sha'asim Kumono, oh no, is Mutter, because it's not Simcha. Not, we don't have this minig l'chal anymore. It doesn't apply to us. Here, it's not exactly clear what he means. Says the, it doesn't matter. Says the Taz, no, that's only before the Minhag. Our Minhag is that you're not allowed to go to any Sukkah. Hashem Shad of the Ramad sounds like even after the Minhag. Maybe this Minhag is like super anti-Simcha, because you davka stop saying Shasim Mono, so it's less Simcha than even a Bris Mila or something like that. Okay, but in any case, we don't have the Suda anymore, so whether it applies nowadays or not doesn't make it enough Mina. Last thing, Yesh Omer to Usher, Lechol, the Suda of Elilah, Shivam Machos, Mesal, the Emo. Some people say you're not allowed to go to eat at a party the night before a yard site. Why doesn't he say the day of the yard site? Why only the night before a yard site? What? Because on the day of the yard site, he's fasting, right? Everyone fasts on the day of the yard site. So obviously, you can't even eat a regular sandwich at home. You can't even eat Cheerios for breakfast on the day of a yard site. But on the night before a yard site, there's no fast. So you might have thought you go to a party. He says, no, the minhag is you don't go to a party the night of the yard site. This is very controversial. It'll come up again. But two important kulas. Number one, the Pesach Tshuva here quotes the Makom Shmuel. That only means a chasno, which has mizmutim. It doesn't mean a bris mila or pidyon haben or siyum or other party. And that's how we paskin. We paskin only a chasen is usser on the night before yard site, not a lesser party. The Shach quotes from the Levush that the minhag's not like this Rama at all. And that it's totally heter gomer. Lemaisa, in a big shasat chak, there's room to rely on the Shach, on the Levush rather, the Shach disagrees. So here we have a what about on a yard site? Obviously, for those who have a modern minhag, not to fast on a yard site, this would apply the day of the yard site also, right? What about a yard site? So there are two opinions. Levush says mutter, the Ramah and the Shach say usher, and within the Ramah and the Shach, you could say it's usher b'chol suda, or you could say, like the Makom Shmuel, that it's only usher for a chasana. L'maisa, this is the minhag's like Makom Shmuel, that you can go to a small party but not to a chasana. However, if you're really stuck, there's even room to go to a chasana and rely on the levush because this is an unclear minhag and it's a very uncommon thing, so it doesn't have a little time. That's why they weren't sure. The minhag goes, okay, there's something to make it. We'll come back to that.
Makom Shmuel says the simcha levi d'shishan is mutei chasam kala. It makes it sound like the dancing. It's like I thought. Maybe instead of mentioning before simcha the manel, things like that.
Right, so here he seems to focus on the fact that, in which case, what about modern bar mitzvahs, which also have bismutim, right? All right, lemaisa, according to this, maybe he didn't imagine they would have this. It's unclear. According to this, it might also be proper to refrain from, bar mitzvah, which is a real formal affair.
where they're rather a proper one where they're having band and dancing, etc. In a Hanami, maybe it's not exactly the same as earlier.
Shas Chag here means like we said before, a wedding that you're expected to go to, like a close relative.
Yeah, let's say one you can't miss for whatever reason. Okay, but you know everyone has to make their own decisions. Even a bar mitzvah, Elchanan's right. Maybe like it would be good not to stay for the dancing, you know.
Just related again to the kiyum of listening to the brachos. Let's say someone's like sitting and she sometimes people are learning during the brachos. Should they like adapt to like break to listen to like the brachos and answer amen?
I think so. I think if someone's like distracted during the brachos, they should break and listen to amen. For sure, the 99.9% of people who are doing shtuyot on their smartphones should break and listen and say amen. To be yotzei the brachos, isn't it? Being yotzei the brachos, and even the people who are learning, I think we consider this a real mitzvah. You should stop learning. I don't know, that's my minhag, even though often I'm learning on my phone during the speeches. I break for the brachos, or talking and learning with my guy standing next to me, which I don't know if that's really so polite, whatever. I break for the brachos. Okay, then the question is, what if you can't get the guy next to you to stop talking for the brachos? So, okay, sometimes you have to use your common sense. You should really listen to the brachos. Now, a few other things. First of all, there's machlokes in the Taz, some of the other achronim. If you were mishamish, or were walked down the aisle, can you then stay and eat the meal normally? So the Taz says, no way. No way. Can't eat the meal unless absolutely necessary. But there are some mekilim, or Kiva Eger quotes in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, that the minhag in Poland is that the people who walk down the aisle meshamish a little and then eat. I assume he means eat normally. Likewise, basically, Chizur Katan Zion quotes that... those who eat have what to be somichan. Lamaisa, our minhag is that even in, no matter what you did beforehand, you can't eat in the main simcha. You know, eating the whole way is one thing, but our minhag is like the Taz, that there's no heter to eat even if you're mishamish first, except with the, in the kitchen or similar. The one last thing we have to look at is the question of this Gilyon Marsha. Says the Gilyon Marsha. Says the Gilyon Marsha, he says two things. First, he says there was an uvda that the mother of the chasam was an avel, and the kid didn't want to get married without her, and therefore to not push off the wedding, he was mater. And then he says, look at the Knesset Gedolah, that it's mutter for a father to go to his daughter's wedding as long as he doesn't eat. He repeats that again in the next seminar, also the Gilyon Marsha. Okay, so what is this? The first heter, I understand. It's like Masi Yasam Yisoma. You know, the kid wouldn't get married without her. But then he says, no, it's stam heter for the parents to go to their kid's wedding. Why is there a stam heter of the parents to go to the kid's wedding? Is not so clear. So there's a... Rav Moshe discusses this. And the Igros Moshe says the reason for this heter is... Davar ha'aved. The reason for the heter is davar ha'aved. Why davar ha'aved? Even during Shiva is matar breaking Shiva for davar ha'aved. Now, just to be fair, it's matar malacha, not necessarily everything, right? Ramosha assumes, no, it's davar ha'aved. It's a big davar ha'aved. Your kid's getting married. Your kid's not going to get married again. Kid doesn't get married every year. Kid gets married once, hopefully. So it's a big davar ha'aved to miss that wedding. You're not going to have another chance. It's mutter to go because of davar ha'aved. That is how Moshe understands Gilyon Marsha. The first part of the Gilyon Marsha says only if it would delay the wedding. He says, no, that's the first opinion. But we pass like the second opinion that it's mutter, and all the modern day posts can bring this down, that it's mutter for parents or grandparents, we assume, to go to the kids, wedding because of davar ha'aved. The Maharashdam is quoted in earlier Gilyon Marsha, but it's not really quoted so accurately in the earlier Gilyon Marsha. He makes it sound like Maharashdam is asking brothers to go to weddings. If you really look at the Gilyon Marsha, he seems to be mastering in Maharashdam. The Maharashdam gives goes much further than this. A, he's Mater brothers also, not just parents. And B, he gives other reasons. He says, first of all, it's a yontif for the chasen and kala, and you're not allowed to ruin their yontif. Meaning the yontif, the chasen and kala, is docha the avelus of the relative. That's a big chiddush. Meaning, in a chanami, it's his yontif. Why should that be docha someone else's avelus? And he also says maybe it's a yontif for their family. It's a yontif for the whole family if there's a chasana. I mean, that's how we feel, that it's a yontif for the whole family. We didn't know that was true halachically. But he seems to assume that Viv Mar Moshe says the heter based on Knesset HaGadola is because of Davar Ave. The Marishnam says the heter of Yontif Delay, double Yontif Delay, Yontif for the relatives, and at least Yontif for the Chassan, and you would ruin his Yontif if you didn't come. Halacha L'maisa, all the modern day posts can therefore say that the parents can go to the Chasna even, they don't extend it to all the relatives, even during Sheva. That's the big chiddush. That's the main chiddush. The Rosh says Davar Amid is even during Sheva, not just during Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. And that's the Poskim Paskin, that even during Sheva, you can a parent can go to the kid's chasna. Okay, we assume a grandparent also can go to the kid's chasna. Says Rav Moshe, but like it says in the Gemara Rasha, not to eat. After all, it's not a Dover Ovi to eat, it's a Dover Ovi to show up. You can get away without eating. How about dancing? So not so clear. You would think it's unclear, meaning it's more of a Dover Ovi to dancing than eating. Like, if I don't eat, who cares? Again, half the times, no one related to the Chasan Kala eats anyway. They're all too busy. At least in our communities. But how about the dancing? I don't know. To not dance, Dick. Kid when he's a chassa, maybe that is a davar avi. And also, the chassa is going to cry if his father doesn't dance with him. All right, so I asked Rabbi Willink. He said even to dance a little. That's more of a davar avi than eating, which makes sense. Therefore, that's the famous heter for the parents and grandparents to go to their kids' chasana, and that's the chiddush is, if it be did Davar HaAved, it's even during Sheva. That's the big chiddush, says Rav Moshe, based on this Gilyon Maharsha, and I think that's the Minhag HaOlam, even though it's a very strange situation.
Even Rav Moshe saying you should dafka, meaning you should dance a little bit, but femimai from what you normally
would. Just what's necessary. What's necessary to not ruin it. Sometimes not every chassan does the father of the chassan dance anyway. Sometimes the father of the chassan is old or lame. You never know. But okay. So that's the famous heter, even during Sheva, Rav Moshe says, because we didn't ever aved to go to your kid's chassan.
So would that be like, I guess, the father maybe like standing in the outer circle or like totally one step?
No, he should dance with the son a little, because otherwise the son will cry.
Right, so after he does that little bit, you go to like an outer circle, or totally
the room? The less being there, the better. Use common sense. That's pretty much it for Simcha. A few other things come up. Number, yeah?
Saying for siblings, there's coming.
For siblings, I mean, there's a heter of Mishamish, right, during Sheva? I don't think so. And after Sheva, there's a heter of Mishamish. I don't think we'd go further than that, even though the Marishtam would.
Mishamish
meaning the job, or just meaning the sibling? No, either with a job, or to, like, look from outside, or whatever, figure something out. I don't think to dance. I mean, Marishtam, Chorub and Matar dance also, but it's hard. It's hard to say. You have to know each situation. A few other details on Simcha, and then we have to speed on a little through some other simanim. Someone's going to have to take a picture of the board when they have a second now. So first of all, what counts as Simcha's Merais? So we said, does that mean that you shouldn't go out for Shabbos meals or be invited to invite people to Shabbos meals when someone's an Ovel? A lot of people hold up when you're an Ovel, you have to invite a Shabbos meal by yourself. I mean, just your immediate family. But we assume not that way. We assume, based on what the Taz said earlier, remember that inviting someone is like Shilas Shalom, is not like Simchas Meiros. Meiros means a party. To invite one family over for a Shabbos meal, or go to a family for a Shabbos meal, that is not considered Simchas Meiros. That's totally Mutar at Shabbos. Maybe it's like Shilas Shalom. Maybe it's like Manos, but it's at least Mutar at Shabbos. And that's the proper psak that certainly for one family. Is mutter on Shabbos, that's not Simchas Meiros. Okay, yeah, what exactly happened to their two families? Okay, not so pashut. But also, it all depends on the circumstances. Sometimes, you know, you have people in shul who are big tzaddikim who invite everyone who doesn't have any place to eat for Shabbos. That's not Simchas Meiros, that's Gemilas Chasadim. But, you know, where they have their students over for Shabbos, that's not Simchas Meiros. No, we're talking about you can have a lot of people at the table, it's still not Simchas Meiros. But if it's just time to have fun and spend time with your friends, that could be Simchas Meiros. If it's a lot of people, but just have a regular Shabbos invite, is not Simchas Meiros, we paskin, and you don't have to be in Cherim the whole, for 12 months, someone's parent passed away. A lot of people are saying, no, for 12 months, they have to be in Cherim on Shabbos. So that is going very far. We don't go that far. What about family get-togethers? So yeah, I'm not talking about a party, you know, like a family get-together for a Shemar Brachos, that's obviously a party, you know, I'm not talking about a disco. I'm talking about, like, often families get together on Sundays or whatever, so is that Simchas Meiros? So no, Pashut, nah, being with the extended family, that's not Simchas Meiros. That's in the days of the Tanakh, everyone had all their meals that way. In the days of Chazal, most people had all their meals that way. Even back in Europe, most people had all their meals that way. So nowadays, b'di'evet, we live in a modern world of, you know, geographical mobility, where everyone only eats with their nuclear family, and at least us Ashkenazim, only eat with their nuclear family and don't have every meal with all their extended families. That's a b'di'evet. You shouldn't turn that into a l'chachila. So certainly, families being together, that's not, again, I'm not talking about having a big party, but just like, you know, people like, you know, they liked on Sundays, invite all the siblings and the grandparents over. I think people do that a lot in America. That's not Simchas Meiros. That's called being a family. And you should do that every day, whether or not you're a novel. And at least do it whenever you can.
Let's say two families, so they're pretty close, they have each other over a few times a year. Would there be an always time to be make up for a Shabbos meal, like Abel for Hetzer?
If it's something where it would be very much expected, then there would. But it all depends. Some things are more rigorous, some things are less rigorous. If every Purim Suda for the last 12 years I've had with this family, you know, then that might be available for Hesia to not have them. You know, Purim's also a holiday, etc. Okay. The other big, big controversial thing is what about music? All the modern day Sfarim assume music is usher for 12 months because music counts as simcha. Okay, the classical never discuss music. Here we have Mizmute Chasavakala, not necessarily the same as music. Nefos Tejabab Noyan Avram mentions dancing. It's also not the same as music, right? Meaning we all know we listen to music on our Walkman all the time, but dancing is only when it's a big simcha. So you get music, you play on the radio. Dancing is for an occasion. A lot of the later Achronim assume, the Maharim Shik and the Priya Gadim, that music is Asur during Sfiris Omer and Asur during 3 weeks and Asur during Shloshim or Yud Beis Chodesh Adelos, and that counts as Simcha. And it just goes without saying that music is Simcha. No one even had to say that. It's Pasha that music is Simcha. Okay, all the modern day Sfarim Paskin that way. That's a minhag in many places. As is well known, Rabbi Willig does not hold from that. He holds that is a unwarranted chiddush, and you can listen to music during Sfiris Omer, and you can listen to music during 3 weeks, and a person can listen to music during Avelus as well. Because that's not simcha, that's just listening to music, especially nowadays that everyone, you know, it's not special anymore. Music is just normal. Everyone's playing music all the time. He does not hold from that. Okay, there's also big controversy about movies, right? Can you go to movies? An Ovel for 12 months, you know, if your parents are Shloshim, or during Sfiris Omer, during 3 weeks, and where Willig Hoskins like,
I also heard this from Avraham Soloveitchik, who says any movie is mukhtar to see the rest of the time is mukhtar to see during the 3 weeks. Now, how applicable that is. Lepanav Gamina, that statement is unclear, but there are some very, very nice Persian films, and the authorities there are pretty machbid on Sneas. So there are certainly, and they all have English subtitles. So there are certainly movies that we look to see all year. I'm pretty sure all the Persian films I've seen are really pretty beseder. Again, it might depend on your standards. But maybe not in all communities, but in most communities, beseder or Shuli Rand, right? The Ushpizen guy. So his movies are pretty tzniastic. So there are different minhagim about these things. Lamaisa, everyone has family minhagim, community minhagim. Ray Willig is really of the opinion that one needn't be machmir about any of these things. You know, parties and dancing, that's clear. Place they're singing and dancing, that's the Magen Avraham already writes. And Hochas Tishva, that counts as simcha. But just on listening to music or going to movies, he is not into being machmir about that. But everyone follows their minhagim. I know in a lot of communities the minhag is not to listen to music and not to go to movies, and everyone should follow their minhagim. And certainly, if there's an excuse for people not to see, once upon a time you'd say, oh, it's a way for people not to go to movies, it'll save them from some pretzels, but now there's, that was back when you had, before TV, but the movies, but nowadays you could just stay home and watch TV, so okay, I'm not 100% up on what they show on TV nowadays, but I'm fairly certain that it's not super tzniastic.
Shabbos Shever Brachos would be
Shabbos Shever Brachos would only be a heter if that is even in Shever Brachos, if it would be nicker and it would be available for a hetzer. Otherwise, there's no heter. The only heter of Shabbos Shever Brachos is available for a hetzer.
Meaning what makes it?
What makes for Hesia is if
it's the father of the
is if it's such a close relative that everyone would say, oh, they're not here because they're an Avemus. Okay. As opposed to, this cousin or the friend who you never know why they're not there. That would make it for Hesia. The only reason they're not, the only explanation why they're not there is Avemus. Okay. Now let's move on a little. Rabosai Shin Sadi Beis. Avil Asr Kolamad Lisa Isha. Okay, this is a little more straightforward. Asr Lisa Isha Kol Yamid Yom. Lamid Yom. First of all, how long is the Isra of Nisuin? It is for 30 days. Now here, of course, we have three different madrigas. How long is the Isra of Nisuin? So normally we say, and I'm not going to go through the sheets that are shown here, because we have 13 more simonim. How long is the Isser Nisuin? So, for Krovim or Aviv Be'imo, it's Shloshim. Meaning there's no Isser B'yud Beis Chodesh to get married. Probably for the Pasha reason that that's a long time to wait to get married. However, there Vafilo below Sudo, Acher Shloshim Mutter. Vafilo Aviv Be'imo, Vafilo Lasso Sudo. I mean, it makes no difference whether you make a party or not. Big machlok shoshon. And what about kiddushin? The mechaber, paskins like the sheet of the Rambam that you're allowed to do kiddushin, and the Rama, the Rama argues in paskins like the Rosh and the Ramban and the Torah. And he says, Yishom digam la'aris osher kol lamed yom, v'chein ikr. So Sfardim permit Kiddushin than lamed yom. Why do you think they permit Kiddushin in three words? Malti? Why would they permit Kiddushin in three words? Why do we permit Kiddushin on Tisha B'Av? Shemei kamenu achir, right? Or cholamoid, right? Shemei kamenu achir. And we possibly know, Shemei kamenu achir is a good enough reason to permit on Tisha B'Av and cholamoid, but this abaravelos, Hadasha, real avelus for a relative, is more chomer, and even kiddushin you have to wait 30 days. Makes no difference for us anyway because we only do kiddushin together with nisuin, so there's no nafkamina for us anymore. But says the shach, engagement is mutter. Lekashas lo b'shiduchim, even on the day of death, even at the funeral, right? engagement is mutter, because that's not halachically significant. That's not considered such a big simcha. Okay. Engagement also has a little shemi yikad menu achir, right? Now, how much of a shemi yikad menu achir, maybe?
Oh, engagement, not meaning you're talking about English?
Right. Yes, shiduchin.
Oh, okay.
English engagement, right. Engagement, not betrothal, okay. But engagement, it's a little tricky, because in modern Hebrew, they use the word erusin for engagement. But in Lashon HaPoskim, and in this also Lashon of the Gemara, it's very clear, there's three stages. Shiduchin, which we call engagement, and what unfortunately Israelis call erusin. Erusin and Kiddushin is the second stage, betrothal, and Nisuin is actual marriage. Okay, so Shiduchin is fine. You can get what we call engagement, but you can't do Erusin or Nisuin. Mesa Ishto Asu Lisa Akhiris Achiyavar Lashol Shugalim. Abel Ikon Seisa Mishta Dino Kamo Shar Krovim. So, what about Mesa? Mesa Ishto, someone whose wife died. He has an Isser of Gimel Regalim, not for Simcha, only to remarry. He can go to weddings after 30 days. It's not his parent, it's his spouse. But why can't he get remarried for Gimel Regalim? Because of concern for Shalom Bayis and quality of the relationship. It's if he gets married a mere 30 days after, if he gets married 30 days after his father died or his son died or his brother died, then the Seder, it's a cycle of life. But if he gets married 30 days after his wife died, then he'll be with his second wife and his mind will still be with his first wife because he won't have had time. They use the word forget her. I don't mean forget her like he's going to forget her legandre. But he won't have had time to move on from his first wife, and therefore that will be unhealthy in the relationship with the second wife. So Chazal said, after Gimel Regalim, then you have a lot of simcha, you have a whole, if you hold Gimel Regalim has to be the Gimel Regalim mamish, you have a whole cycle of the year, and also you have a lot of simcha, and therefore you get over it, and then you can move on to the next wife in a healthy fashion. So Chazal said, for psychological reasons, that he shouldn't get married again for Gimel Regalim. And what counts? Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur ain't no chashuvim for regalim. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count, even though the Taz quoted the Agudah, who says they do count. Everyone yells at the Taz, says, what? If we need you to tell us anytime it's machlokes Rishonim, and there's a Rishonim we don't paskel like? We know there are always Rishonim we don't paskel like at every line of Shulchan Aruch. But no one paskels like that, so it's a bit of a tema why the Taz quoted the Agudah, which is really very minority Shita. We paskel in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur don't count. How about Shmini Atzeres? Does Shmini Atzeres count? So, look at the Dogomer Vava says Shmini Atzeres counts. After all, it's regal with Neatzmo.
Who says it?
Dogomer Vava quoted in the Pesach Tshuva Aleph. Shmini Atzeres counts. That's a big kula. Do we paskin that Shmini Atzeres counts like the Dogomer Vava? He points out, Rabbi Kiva Eger thinks Shmini Atzeres doesn't count. Rabbi Kiva is quoted by the Chassam Sofer that doesn't count. Lemaisa, the Gesher Chaim is Mekel, if you need to be Mekel, to use Shmini Atzeres. Especially since, you know, when you count Shmini Atzeres, it has to be either Shavuos Sukkah Shmini Atzeres or Sukkah Shmini Atzeres Pesach. So it's been a long time. So at least it's not like chick-chack that I count to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur Sukkot, that could be less than a month later. Here, otherwise, it has to be half a year, more or less. So if you're stuck, you can rely on the Dogel Mirvava. How about her? So we don't see that here. The Shach and others point out that Mace Bala, how about a woman whose husband died? We don't say this. We say just Shloshim is enough, but you need Gimel Chadashim for Havchana, right? In order to tell paternity, right? If she's a baby, she knows who the father is. Nowadays we have DNA tests. Doesn't matter. Once Chazal made Xera, we still keep the Xera, even if there's a way out of the reason nowadays. So you still need to wait 3 months for Havchana, but only 30 days. Why do they say? Because Isha, we say Tavla Mesim Tundu Mesim Armalu, that women have different, women's brains are wired differently. And, there's once been controversy about this when I was young. The Gemara says that Isha, women are less discriminating who they will marry. And people said that was only in the old days because they couldn't get jobs and they needed someone to give them food to eat. And the Rav said, no, this has to do with the way Hashem created the world. Taka, you should know, when Hashem created the world, women were different. People don't remember that anymore. But it's still true. And men and women are different in many, many ways psychologically. One of the ways is that so the man somehow is a different type of more discriminating picking a wife than the woman is picking a husband, and with that comes together that the woman can get over her husband quicker than the man can get over his wife, and therefore she doesn't have the psychological need to wait more than Shloshim of Avelos. However, she needs to wait 3 months for a technical reason because of Havchana, the Seder. Now, there are three Heterim. What are the three Heterim? One, Vimloki and Puri Varivya. If he didn't do Puri Vu, that's a very, very pressing mitzvah. Or Sheishul Banim Katanim. He has little kids. And okay, nowadays we know there are some successful examples of, you know, we don't mean to be insensitive and insulting here. Let's say there's someone whose wife died, Lo Aleinu, and he raised little kids on his own. And I know people like that. And people do a good job. Sometimes men can do a good job raising kids on their own. But even nowadays, it's very hard. And in the old days, it was really not so makabel at all. You needed a woman to take care of the kids, etc. Even nowadays, for the man to take care of the kids without a mother figure is very, very b'di'evet. Okay, this is not so clear if this really applies nowadays in our communities. He has no one to take care of him. Right, if he has no one to take care of him, what's the poor guy going to do if he has no wife? Even if he's mekayim peruvu, let's say his kid, they grew up. He's Mekayim Peruvu and doesn't have Banim Katanim. All his kids grew up and moved out of the house. So what's he going to do? If he doesn't have a wife, he's not going to eat. He's not going to have clothing to wear. He's going to die. Because he'll start smelling bad, and then he'll starve to death, poor guy. Because he has no one to take care of him. Now, nowadays, not so clear how much this applies. Because, you know, we live in a slightly different world. And even though a lot of the men still can't cook, you know, they can learn to cook a little, or they can just get takeout or ready-made meals or whatever, and they can bring their clothes to a laundromat, etc., or they can learn to do laundry. I mean, it's really not even so hard to learn to do laundry. You have machines. You just put in the machine, and you press the button, and you take it out and put it into the next machine and press the button. Even men can do that. It's really not a big deal. And then you buy a permanent press, and then you don't have to iron. Maybe you have old European men, mamish, like, I don't know if you still have old European men. But when I was old European men, if they didn't have a wife to take care of them, you know, they're moving their daughter. Say, if they didn't have someone to take care of them, they just wouldn't know what to do. And nowadays, I don't know how shaykh this is, okay, but if it is, then mutter, these three things, this sorech makes it mutter, lekanish biyad lechos achar shiva, they could do kedushin right away, and they could do nisuin after shiva, lo yovo lad shloshim yom, they can't do biyato shloshim. Why? Because in Ein L'Mishem Sheno, Bia is not so necessary. Just cooking and cleaning. And Banim Katanim, Bia is not so necessary. Just taking care of the kids. How about Puri Varivya? That the whole point is for Bia. You can't do Puri Varivya of Bia. Elam Kein L'Kiyam is Puri Varivya. And because for Puri Varivya, the Bia is Mutter Achar Zayin. But otherwise, the Bia is only Mutter after Shloshim. Okay, it's an interesting question. Like, what have we heard of an Isser Tash Shamita for Shloshim? So the answer is not because of an Isser Tash Shamita. That's no Isser Shloshim Tash Shamita. But it means the Bia is the Gemara Simcha of the Nisuin. The Gemara Nisuin is through the Bia, the higher level of Simcha Nisuin is in the Bia, and therefore not Matarit unless it is necessary. So let's just get the three exceptions. Lo, what are the three exceptions? Lo Kiyem Peria Virivya. Here's a Stam case, right? Lo Kiyem Peria Virivya. Yesh lo banim ketanim, and ein lo misha yisham shenu, although she yisham shenu. I'm a little skeptical whether this really applies in our modern world. So when is it mutter to do nisuin, and when is it mutter to do bia? In a stam case, achar lamed and achar lamed, right? There's no heter. Lo ki verivya, do nisuin achar zayin, and bia achar zayin, because the whole point is do peri verivya. Banim Katanim, Nisuin Achar Zayin, and Bia Achar Lamed, and Lomishem Shem, likewise, Nisuin Achar Zayin, you can't fast more than 7 days, and Bia Achar Lamed, because there's no Russian in the Bia, because he was already Mekayim, Piriya, Varivya. Here, there's a, what about the Kedushin? The Mechaber says, Mutter Kaddish right away. But says the Shach, that's because for Sephardim, it's always Mutar Kaddish right away. But for us Ashkenazim, that Kiddushin is the same as Nisuin. Here also, Kiddushin would be the same as Nisuin. It would only Mutar Achar Zayin. Of course, there's no Nafkina for any of us anyway, because we never do Kiddushin without Nisuin. I mean, I think it'd be... I would ask her nowadays doing Kiddushin without Nisuin, because that's against the Minug. And you shouldn't go against the Minug in these things. Okay. Let's continue a little. Rava, who had Dimashar avails feel avails of the emo mortal lease of Lovelach or Shivan Lokim Peri Rivia. I mean, it makes no difference if this avails of the emo, there's still a heter like on the board. Yesh Omrim, the Avi should usher vehicles be able to listen to Masharsos, even a rich guy who can hire servants. Mikom Makum, a Bito Kaloso, it's Lobeso, Stukal Shamsho, Kafibs, or Rosh Shard, Dvarm Shim, Bayish, Mayachere, Mikri, Amel, Misham, Shem, Kosha, Zeth. Big Kula. Even if, what's the problem? The problem is everyone wanted to get married in less than 3 regalim. So he said, I have no one in the Sham Shemi. So he says, but you're rich, you have servants in the house. He says, no, if he doesn't have a female relative, like a daughter or daughter-in-law, who can help him with more intimate things, where he's embarrassed in front of strangers, then that's called Ein Lo Mishe Yisham Shenu. Okay, here it's a little unclear. Chafifas HaRosh, washing his hair. So the Achronim here wonder a little, like, what's his daughter-in-law doing washing his hair exactly? What exactly is pshat? So I don't know. It sounds like that's what they did in the old days. But Lamaisa, where Kiva Eger says here that he's not exactly sure what to make of this. He's quoting from the, in mine, it's, yeah, quoting from the Chinuch, Chuvas of Chinuch Beis Yehuda, says Yesh Lahachmer. He says, Lamaisa, your daughter-in-law should never wash your hair. That's not appropriate. So unless the Rambam meant something else, I don't know. The Achronim haven't figured out what else the Rambam could mean. But, you know, whatever, I don't know. Sometimes there's strange men hugging. But Lamaisa, nowadays, the later Achronim all quote this Chuvas Chinuch Beis Yehuda, who says that this sort of side diuk, that it's okay for your daughter-in-law to wash her hair for you, we should not practice nowadays, because that's a little too close for comfort. Not to mention the fact that I think nowadays everyone washes their own hair. So for two reasons. A, we know how to wash our own hair, and no one ever washes anyone else's hair, I don't think. And B, it's not sneeze for your daughter-in-law to wash your hair. But the point of the Rambam is that even if the person can afford servants, but it's not comfortable with it, and that's called Ein Lo Mishe Yisham Shenu, V'chinish Tarv Minik Sharab Mechilim Einim Nosim Noshim Tov Shalosh Regalim. Therefore, everyone just throws out this Isser of Shalosh Regalim. No Hagim Lahakel. Says the Rama, Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Bal Nefesh Yachmir. Okay, so what's interesting is that it was a fact. The fact is that no one waited through Regalim in days of the Rama. Everyone whose wife died got married soon afterwards, after Shloshim. And the Rama's theory is why? Because maybe everyone's called Ein Lo Mishe Yisham Shenu nowadays because, like, we're not comfortable with anyone but a wife or a daughter being Mishamish us. Here it's unclear. A lot of Achronim have many explanations why the minig was to be Mako in the time of the Rama. The Pesach Tshuva quotes in the Shos Yaakov that maybe it's because of the princess nowadays. What would he have said in our days? He would have said, you know what, once upon a time the guy could wait, give over Golem, and we weren't worried he'd get in trouble. But now there's all this princess, he needs to get remarried quick. So that's why they're Mako. Another theory is in the Dagal Meir Vava. Says, you know why we're making now? Shemi Kadmenu Acher. He finds a good almana to marry and, you know, and continue his life with her. And Shemi Kadmenu Acher. But Chazal weren't mafter to Shemi Kadmenu Acher. No, since Chazal's days, you could do Kiddushin after Shloshim and wait, Gimel, we're going for Nisuin. And then it wouldn't be Kadmenu Acher. But nowadays, if you don't, you cannot let it do Kiddushin for Nisuin. It's against the Minhag. So therefore, Shemi Kamenu Acher. So there are three Hezbeirim for why everyone's Mekel nowadays. The Rama says, everyone's Ein Lo Mishe Yisham Shenu. Because no one's comfortable with anyone but certain people helping them. The Shlos Yaakov says, Pritzos. We're afraid of all the Pritzos nowadays. You don't have a wife. And the Dagal Meir Vava says, Shemi Kamenu Acher. And again, in the days of Chazal, that wasn't true, because you would do Kiddushin after Shloshim. Right? Even our mother had to Kiddushin after Shloshim. But to wait 3 regalim for Kiddushin, forget it, she'll just go to someone else. Okay, Lemaisa, For one of these reasons, people are making nowadays of al-nefesh should be machmir, but apparently, and most people are machmir nowadays, most people nowadays are not in such a rush to get married, maybe because the Rama's pressure doesn't apply, but lamaisa, if someone wanted to get married in less than 3 years going, they would have this minig to be so mechan, and interesting, the Rama doesn't say, you should be a battle the minig, fight against the minig, etc. Some of the modern-day achronim say, b'al nefesh should be machmir, b'al nefesh is not going to get caught into the pritzas. But if someone's not about nefesh, then maybe you shouldn't be machmir, because it's better this than pritzas. Okay, I don't know. But lamaisa, it seems to be that if someone really needs to get married after less than 3 years going, they have some things to be so mechan, but it's not proper, and most people nowadays wait 3 years going anyway. Like most people I've seen nowadays, if their wife dies, they're not in such a big rush. They don't start dating, you know, or whatever. You know, I don't think they date quite as seriously as the people who are 21. But they don't start looking so soon. The end of the Rama, Misha Tafso Sarvi in a Rotsal and Nichum Tifaso, Shisa Isha Tafshal Shugalam, his Isha Yish, Tirishim Sar David, and Nirali Iker. Okay, someone's in jail, and the Gayish lord in charge of the jail says, he'll let them out of jail if they marry this woman. Is that clear what the case is? Like, the Rama makes sound like Isha Isha, like, until they get married. I don't know why the guy would let you out of jail if that's because you get married, but the original case that we showed him was, no, he'll let you out of jail if you marry this woman. Didn't say why, because the case wants that. The sire, for some reason, wanted this woman to get married. Well, who knows whatever the reason is, you know, maybe some business deal, whatever. So he says, you know, you're in jail, I'll let you out of jail if you marry this woman. So is that mutter? So it's a big machlok we showed him. But but we paskin, yes, why? Kolshkin to the banim katanim. The guy is banim katanim. He's allowed to get married. His banim katanim could manage, it'll just be very hard for them. But we're mater. So likewise, he could manage, but it's harder to be in jail than to be a kid without a female in the house. Is that true? In those days, for sure, the jails were not pleasant places. Nowadays, maybe it depends which jail. Right, you're in, what's it called, Otisville? So it's not so bad, but, you know, you're in Shawshank, and not so plush it. But certainly in those days, being in jail was much worse than being a little kid without a mommy. And therefore, for matter for the little kids, because their tsar were matter him because of its tsar, and that's the psak of the Rama. Okay, anything else we need to mention in this seif? Okay, one thing not so common nowadays, the Vizchei Tshuva quotes on the Shos Yaakov, that in a Shmur, that we don't count the Gimel Regolim from when he found out. We count the Gimel Regolim from when she died. So if he only finds out his wife died a year later, then he doesn't have to wait. I guess that makes sense, because, like, he hasn't seen her for a year. He didn't know if she was alive or dead for a year, so I guess it died down a little. And the Pesachei Tshuvim of Katan Beis discusses, what if someone does get married within... what if they get married within Shloshim, because one of those three reasons? What do they do for the Chasana? So he says they're allowed to wear clean clothing and bathe, and they're even though Rekiva Eger was a little more specific about this, Pesachei Tshuvah quotes the Chassam Sofer that they're even allowed to get a haircut. Even though it's Aser Medina within Shloshim, they're even allowed to get a haircut because the regal of the Yontif is Docha. The regal of the Nisuin is Docha. Okay, Sif Gimel. Mishol Kiyam etz peri veri v'shidach ishav ach sheichim tzarchei chopa meitz achim shudeches mortal kantzav lo l'achor shiva. Here's an interesting question. Someone wasn't Mekayim Peruvu. But it's not that he's an Avelos. His fiancé is an Avelos. So now what we say? We say, for him to be Mekayim Peruvu, he can marry someone else. Why should his Peruvu be docha her Avelos? Let her marry someone else and let her marry someone else in a month and let him marry someone else now. So why should his Peruvu be docha her Avelos? The answer is, no, because they're already Shudeches. His Peruvu is docha her Avelos because they're already connected. He's not going to marry someone else. He's only going to marry her. And therefore, his Peruvu is docha her Avelos, not Stam. I mean, it's not Stam, the girl within Shloshim. You say, oh, let me marry her now because I haven't been Mekayim Peruvu. No, go find a different girl. But if they're already together, then we all know he's not going to find a different girl. And therefore, it is Mutter. This is actually the case where they learned it from. Likewise, if a guy died and has little kids, there's a movie like this, right? The other Shuli Ran movie, Malaya Techalal. Apparently, I'm an expert in movies. Fill the Void. Thank you. Sorry, I saw the paper. I think that's what happened. Right? Let's say the guy Nebuch, his wife died and he had little kids. So he is going to Katan, Doka his Avelus, but he wants to marry her sister. What Doka her Avelus? He can find another wife? No, but the other wife might be a wicked stepmother. This one, it's her own flesh and blood. She'll be a nice stepmother. And therefore, that is mutter, because again, basically, the man's need is Doka the woman's Avelus if he needs this woman and not any other woman, because either she'll be better with the kids, or because you read Mishudeches and there's nothing he can do. Now the example here is also Achar Shehechin Tzorchei Chuppa. It's also a hefsid, like they already spent money on the chuppa. It's only the first case, but Seraph the hefsid. Again, it's a little funny in our modern day reality. Like, once they're Mishudeches, like he's not going to marry someone else even if he has to wait 30 days. But Lamaisa, the poskim will only make el if it's a combination of a hefsid and a shidduch, or if it's to not be a wicked stepmother, which is much more important. That's even without a hefsid. So Lamaisa, if either, not only is doch the man's avelus, also doch the women's avelus, if, because really, the woman is none of these hetero. She has no kids, she's not chayim peruvu, let her wait 30 days, if a woman's avelus. If she has little kids, she can take care of them. Let her wait 30 days. She can always do a shamash herself. Women don't need men. Only men need women. So she doesn't have these heterim, but she can use his heter if either there's engagement and a hefsid, or there's avoiding wicked stepmother.
Can you, Mechari use the example of her brother dying? Is that, that's not...
It's Lav Davka. Okay. Doesn't matter. It's just because that happens to have been a case once, yeah. There's a whole discussion here. There's a shach who might or may not say that in this case they can do the nisuin even within Shiva. He says miyad. Most of the achronim assume he means miyad means after Shiva, not to have any new kulas. Okay, we're not going to get further into that now. Shin Sadi Gimel. Avel, when can he leave his house? Obviously, the assumption of the title is that an avel is not allowed to leave his house, right? That's why we know. In Shiva, right, the avel sits Shiva, he doesn't leave the house normally, right? So, Shin Sadi Gimel. Avel Gimel Yom Rishon Me Yosu Leisa Avel Leisa Kvaros. For the first 3 days, he doesn't even leave, even for an appropriate occasion, right? To go to a Shiva house or to go to a cemetery or, you know, a funeral, right? So he doesn't even leave for occasions of mourning because he's supposed to sit Shiva and not leave his house. Mikan Ve'elach, after the first 3 days, and Meis Lachir Meis Vishkonoso, if a neighbor had a death, meaning not a stranger, not someone he knows, but a neighbor, someone close. Yotzar chamidu v'zakor, he goes to the funeral, to the cemetery. But he doesn't sit with the comforters, but with those who are comforted. Nowadays, we don't really have this so much in the sitting. We have the shura. But in those days, they used to sit in the town square on the way back, and the Avelim would sit one place, and everyone would sit and comfort them. So he would sit with the Avelim. Of course, if there's not enough people to make a funeral, let's say nowadays it's not a minyan, or there's not enough people to bury the body, then that's an important, that's a mitzvah overis that he needs to do. Then he can leave, even on the first day, even a different neighborhood, meaning if it's neser, if you're covered a mace, meaning like mace mitzvah, like mamish, there's no one to bury the mace. Okay, meis mitzvah is docha everything, but stop to go to a funeral only after the first 3 days, and only if it's someone close to him. The that's the normal assumption that the first 3 days the aval doesn't go to a funeral unless it's mamisha karov who he's hired to go to the funeral. The frachman of the son, his father dies, his mother dies 2 days later, then he has no choice. But if it's just like a cousin or a neighbor, then the first 3 days he doesn't go, and afterwards, then he would go if it's someone who he really has to go. Mixes Yom Gilui Kukulu, we say Mixes Yom Kukulu on the third day. Velo Isi Noin Kin Achshav Kein Avel Holuch Vesa Karsel Vesa Avel Kol Sheva Vesher Shlav Chiv Vel Rishos Me'achshav Achshav Vesnachim Kho Vimeim Sheva Tas Adiv says, Ramah, we don't have this mid-hug. The whole Sheva, he doesn't go to Beis Avel, doesn't go pay Sheva call. That's clear. He doesn't go to pay Sheva call the whole Sheva. And he doesn't even go to the cemetery or to the funerals. The Geshur Chaim says, if it's a funeral that he's really someone very close with, that he makes two chilukim. If it's a funeral, mamisha karov, shiva krovim, then he goes anytime. After all, he's sitting shiva for his brother, and then his sister dies. Why is his sister any less than his brother? She also deserves his attention, right? If the funeral for someone very important or very close who's not mamisha shiva krovim, Geshur HaChaim says, even though the Rambam says we don't go, for someone very important, you can go after the first 3 days. And if it's a funeral for Stam, a neighbor, Rama says we don't go nowadays.
Is it all Bafka by like a Leviathan, or meaning, or like, we wouldn't say the same thing for other mitzvahs, like being cold, is that a cheshvan, or?
No, we don't go for any of these things. Again, unless they need you, there's no one else to do it. That's a difference. If there's Hatzolah calls, there's no one else in Hatzolah, then what can you do, right?
I'm saying the heter, let's say the heter to go to Levi is only, it's only if it's dafka for Levi, not for any...
This heter is dafka for Levi, yes, because it's appropriate. Okay, says the Ramah, nowadays we don't have the Misnachim Kovi Meha, meaning we don't have the same rituals of comforting, like they stop at the town square and do certain ritual like they did in the old days, the what's called the Birkas Rechava, etc. Therefore, and there's no place to go to the Misnachim as opposed to the Minachamim, therefore the meaning nowadays not to go at all, again with two exceptions, if it's Mamish, someone who you're chayiv to Misavo for, lo aleinu, then of course you go. And if it's someone very important, the Geshur Chaim says you can still be makel to go after the first 3 days. Even though the rest is not our minhag, but if it's someone very important, then even in our minhag you can. Base. The whole first week he doesn't leave his house. Of course, that's our normal minhag. Even to listen to Birkas HaChop, Birkas HaMila, meaning, which is like a mitzvah to show up, but it's not necessary, so you don't go. As Shach says, even though he's chayv in all the mitzvos, that's to do his own mitzvos, but he doesn't have to go places to attend mitzvos. However, the Ramah says if you're makel to go out at night because of tzorech, then you haven't lost anything, meaning there's room to be makel. Like, don't like run to go out at night, but there's room to be makel to go out at night. What's the difference between the day and the night? The main difference seems to be, although nowadays it doesn't seem to be as big of a deal if we have cars, is that during the day you meet people in the shuk and it becomes social. At night, it's Acher Shetichlo Regel Min Ashok. Right? Someone says this here, no? The night means Acher Shetichlo Regel Min Ashok. That's what Yehuda Eger says here, right? What does he say here? Does he?
Yeah.
Yes, there it is. Balayla. Lot says Balayla Acher Shetichlo Regel Min Ashok. Means the point is where you're not going to bump into people on the way. That's why night is more makel. Because the ikker of probably leaving the house is that you just rejoin society and talk to people and you meet people and say, and this way, you know. So nowadays with cars, the truth is even during the day, you get into a car and you drive someplace else, you're not going to meet anyone. So it would seem to be there's room to be makel. That's why nowadays, for example, sometimes the Shiva house, the family wants to sit together for Shiva. It's very important for the family. It makes a lot of sense. They should sit together for Shiva. Depends. Some families, if they sat together for Shiva, they would kill each other. So it's better for them to be separate. But a lot of families, it's very comforting and mechabed to sit together, but there's no room for them to sleep. Or they're old and not well and not comfortable sleeping in someone else's house. So then what they do is they drive home to sleep at night and drive back in the morning. Okay, so that's okay. That's how make a lot says, Balayla, lo hifsid. And even if they drive back in the daylight, nowadays we have cars, they're not going to meet anyone on the way. They get into their car and they drive. So therefore, Hameka Lotze slow, not to go to the Makolin and see all your neighbors. Lo hifsit. So that's why it's okay, like, even though you're not supposed to leave your house, the people who leave their house to go sleep at home when there's no room for them to sleep there, that's fine. V'hada asr lotze schutzebeis on yidavka l'tayel maso matu gedome. When are you not allowed to leave your house? It's time to take a spatzir, to take a walk or business. Shalach moshal achrof. If the ruler called you to come meet with him, and then if you say no, you'll get in trouble. Osarach leilach maderach, or you have to go for an emergency on the road. Oshardu ramitzrichim lo harbe for some emergency. Ondavar ave, matu lo lotze. Okay, so it's mutter to go for a big tzorech. First for an emergency, like if the ruler called to meet with you in the old days. I think nowadays you tell the ruler you're sitting shiva and he'd say okay, but in the old days it didn't work that way, you know, he could just kill you or something, or even if he couldn't kill you, he could make it I'm sure he could do something that would make your life very unpleasant. The chay noagim v'dinin l'san l'ayin l'el simen shin pei base. Okay, that is the first week. Here's the big question. What about for we'll come back to the yes. Sorry.
In terms of Lutzi's Latayel, is that like if he's like very whatever for traffic, he's like gets some pressure. Is that like Daka? That's like goofing out what he's supposed to do, or is that like just for like his own? Like,
let him go to the backyard. What if he doesn't have a backyard? Because the ikker seems to be in the shuk, right, where people
like
are.
He's just walking in the street by himself, just to clear. So that's like still a problem. It
seems to be that you're not, I mean, that's Latayel, right? So again, it's all different levels of need. If it's Tzarech L'Harve, then Tzarech L'Harve, but not Stam. Pashas, not Stam. Okay, you never know what Tzarech L'Harve for someone. Okay, Shnia. This is quoting already from the Gemara. Shnia, Yotzev in Yoshem Kovel. The second week, he can leave his house, but he can't sit in his place. Now, where are we talking about? Sitting in his place is not clear. Some of the Achrona mentioned in his even in his house's place. Pashas, we're not knowing that way. Some of it was in Shul, in the Beis Medrash, at work. Yes, Rechaim says, we keep this minhag in, like, Shul. Maybe there's other, like, public places where people have places. At work, we assume, like, you don't really have your place. Like, your office, you need to work there. It's not, like, a place in a gathering. Here we're talking about Shuls and places of gathering. You have a place. Pashas, the only times you have a place is probably Shul nowadays. But it could be, I don't know, maybe in the Beis Medrash people have a place. Right? I guess in Beis Medrash people have a place. Where else do people really have a place nowadays? Again, at work, it's not really a place. That's why we're not known to change where someone sits at work. Like, it's not like there's a gathering and everyone has an assigned place. No, like, you have your office where you work. And if it's like an assembly line, you can't just change your place to do your job, right? So I don't know. Maybe there are other such similar places. I don't know. Maybe you go to the Rotary Club. And people have places they sit there. I don't know. There have been such places.
In some, like, dining halls, like yeshivas, like guys have.
Ah, okay. Maybe someone in dining halls, you have a place. So, lechora, that should also be a place to change your place. The guy Shachayim says the minhag is in shul. But lechora, that would also be true in a dining hall. It's that most yeshivas I've been at, people don't have a place in the dining hall. But it could be in some places they do. So maybe that would also be a place. Okay, but the main minhag is in shul. Although, clearly, since it talks about medaber, the original Gemara was not only thinking of shul, because you're not supposed to be medaber. There are two versions. Sometimes say you're not supposed to be medaber in shul. The other version is you're supposed to be medaber in shul, but only to Hashem. But either way, you know, clearly Chazal weren't talking about shul, chas v'shalom. But they were talking about, apparently they were like places where people would have social gatherings or something. I don't know, like maybe either in a Beis Medrash or maybe the village elders would like have their meeting hall where everyone would have their place. I don't know. Yeah?
I feel like when people change their spot in shul, they usually do it for longer than just a week.
Yeah, wait till we get to the Ramah. Not till we get to the Ramah. Okay, so Shnia Yotzei and Yoshim Mekom Ve'ina Medaber. Shlishis Yoshim Mekom Ve'ina Medaber. The third week, which we actually say the third week means, they're going to say that on the fourth week, they're going to say the third week also, means not 2 weeks after the funeral. Means the second Matzah Shabbos after the funeral. The first week is a week of Shiva. The second week is just like till next Matzah Shabbos. So like if the funeral is on Wednesday, the first week is from Wednesday till Tuesday, and the second week is from Tuesday till Matzah Shabbos. Then starts the third week. Then they can sit in their place, but they can't talk. Okay, it's not so clear what it means can't talk. You're never allowed to talk. But I think the assumption means he doesn't like talk like with his usual like place. Like, you know, you have your turn to talk and you get your chance to say your piece. You know, he minimizes talking. Continuing the Mechaber, Revias Harik Sharkal Adam. The fourth week, he's like everyone. What? Okay. Afilo lo shalmu shlo shvus kon shmeisa en shvua miyag shakol o shvua uva shnaim shakhri ha shvua hava revi. And even if it's not 3 weeks later, like if the funeral was in the middle of the week, as long as 3 months of Shabbos in the past, that's the fourth week, the Baruch Shalom writes it, two months of Shabbos has passed, that's already the third week. Now, says the Ramah, on the third, you have a choice. As long as you're not Yoshiv and Medaber, it's okay. And you know what? We like to be Medaber, so it's easier if you want to pick to just go out of your place and not be Medaber. Nowadays, the minhag is we change our place the entire Avelos, Shloshim for other relatives and 12 months for parents. That's what Eli pointed out that he's seen. People change their place for the entire Avelos. The Eli minhag is an Iker. It has no source. Shouldn't deviate from a minhag. Everyone keep their minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests that maybe Chazal were talking about a different social reality than we have, where people have places and they talk in their places, and there's a lot of formal rituals to where you stay, you know, to everything. It says nowadays we don't have that same social reality, and we don't know what it means to talk and not to talk. So instead, to like make up for it and make sure that it's nicker that someone's avel, we made this new minhag of just changing your place for a whole month or 12 months. But whatever the reason is, doesn't matter. Lemaisa, person changed their place in shul, at least, for 30 days or for 12 months. Lechor, based mentors also, in 30 days or 12 months, depending on who died. they change their place the whole time, and that's we've seen in all of our shuls, right? Everyone, when they're in Avil, they change their place for either 30 days or 12 months.
What would someone do if he's sitting on the entry?
So it's interesting. Someone on the side, who talks about yeshiva here on the side? I'm trying to remember. The Gilgamesh Marsha says, in yeshiva, where you get a seat depending on your chachma, you don't have to change. Only when it's purely a social thing. And therefore, since Sanhedrin went with the chachma, the Gilgamesh Marsha would say you don't have to change. So Mustama, they didn't change. But nowadays, even in yeshiva, I don't know, like, when I was a Rutzvah Shir, so often the, like, better guys sat in front. But it wasn't strictly the chachma. It was just that the guys who were not as strong didn't want to be in front because they might get caught. I think, you know, it'd still be an idiot to change a seat if someone really had a problem. How much do you have to change your seat? So a little, 1 second. How far do you have to change your seat? So the Pesach Tshuva way at the end of the Siman Kos Chamudei Daniel Dalet Amos. That is controversial. That is controversial because the Maharam Shik says you only need to move your seat Dalet Amos if there are not fixed pews. Because otherwise, how do we know you moved? But if like our banner shuls where they have like pews and like here's a seat and here's a seat, like it's very mugder. What seat is what? Then just move over one seat is good enough, even though it's only one amma. Okay, Lamai says it's good it's machloket between the Chamud Daniel, and who says four amos, the Maram Shek, he says, he's agreeing with Chamud Daniel, four amos in a stand place where you can sit wherever you want. But if there are fixed seats, then one seat is good enough. Lamai says it's better to move four amos if you can, but you can rely on the Maram Shek if you need to. There's also a very important Gesher Achayim who says you can't move to a better seat. Now, some places there are better or worse seats, but some places there are chashuv seats and non-chashuv seats. It says you can't move to a more chashuv seat. It doesn't say you have to move to a less chashuv seat. In a lot of places are equal, but you shouldn't move to a more chashuv seat. Okay, most of our places there aren't necessarily chashuv and non-chashuv seats. Like, I don't know, in shul, if you sit further up or further back, I don't know if that's more or less chashuv. I'm pretty sure in your shul, someone sits further up for the, that's not more or less chashuv. In Europe, you ever read description of shuls in Europe? Like, the Mizrach, there were chashuv seats, so you couldn't move to a chashuv seat. In our shuls, I think you could move up. Some people say you have to move back. If you move back, then you won't be able to daven. You'll sit with the talkers. you can't move to a seat of chashivas. So, you know, you can't move to the president's chair on the bima. But you can move any direction you want. Again, you could even, if there are pews, even one seat is enough for Maram Shek, but it's better to move Dalet Amos in any direction, as long as it's not Hashivas.
And on Shabbos too, it's okay.
If you'll allow me to skip to Sif Dalet, says, Hanogin Shem Avelim Shul Oshanas Pekom Vesekenes V'Shabbos Yofei Mosim. Says Mechaber, those who only switch their seats on the weekday, not on Shabbos, it's good, because you don't want to avail for Hesi on Shabbos. And maybe that's what Tzvartim do. But says the Rama, Yesh Omer Shagam B'Shabbos Shana Mekomo Chinam Eipashu in the Shana's a Minhag. Yesh Omer even on Shabbos switch your seat, and that's the Minhag. So Lamaisa, what should every person do if they're in Avel? They should do the Minhag of their town. If in their town people only switch seats during the week, only switch during the week. Maybe they follow Mechaber's Minhag. But all the shuls I've seen, and I admit I've only seen Ashkenazi shuls, I'm very narrow-minded. But in all the shuls I've seen, Bein Be'eretz Yisrael, Bein Be'chutz La'eretz, even though some people say Minhag Eretz Yisrael is like the Mechaber. What I've seen in Ashkenazic shuls, being very shul, being the chutzlar, is that people change their seats, being on Shabbos, being on weekdays. I every shul I've been in, that's been the minhag. I don't know if you've ever noticed otherwise. Maybe you didn't notice. Every shul I've been in, even in Israel, the minhag is they avail and change their seats, even on Shabbos, except the rabbi. When the rabbi's in Avil, he doesn't change the seat on Shabbos, because that's Parhesia. What do you mean? There's a special rabbi seat, and he's not sitting there. But a regular balabas. Now, here, that's an afkamina of the Shach. The Shach gives two Hesberim for the Rabbah. Two Hesberim for the Rabbah. How about Shinui Makom? Bishabbos, says the Mechaber. It's interesting. The Mechaber sounds like there were different Minhagim in his days. But he said the better Minhag is, right? The Mechaber says,
lo yishaneh. Says the Rama, yishaneh. Why? Because of it's avelus befarhesya is the svara of the machaber. What's the svara of the Rama? So here the Shach gives two svaras of the Rama. How does he respond to the machaber? Right? The machaber is a good point. So says the Shach here two things. He says, one answer is it's not so noticeable. After all, like I said, in my shul, it's a very modern place. There's a sign on the wall that says, no assigned seats. So you never know why someone can move their seat, because someone else came and sat in their seats. They moved someplace else, right? Not a big deal. Or for whatever reason, they moved someplace else. They, you know, the bar mitzvah boy had a low voice, so they decided to move closer to the beam so they could hear the lady well. You never know why someone might move their seat, or they want to talk to someone. So therefore he says, that's not a milz for Hesia, because there's many explanations why someone could have moved their seat.
Now, what about the minhag of the female for a full year? According to this, would it be better to, like, move around a little bit rather than, like...
Yeah, because no one's there. I don't think people are keeping tabs on you as much as you think they are. You're not as important as you think. but then he has a second hesper. This is a famous sheet of the Shach, which changed everything. Says the Shach, says there's no iser of avelus befarhesya bedine shloshim v'yud beis chodesh. It's only usher to keep Shiva befarhesya on Shabbos, because Shiva is a very strong avelus. And it's a bizoyan of Shabbos to keep Shiva. But to keep Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, that's a very weak avelus. That's not a problem on Shabbos. This is against what we had on the board last time, I know, right? In which case, he would say, of course, don't go to Shev Brachos on Shabbos, even if it would be noticeable. Because that's avelus Shloshim. It's not a bizoyan of Shabbos. Nafkamina, besides everything else in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Everything else in the show, everything in the show, is the nafkamina of these 2 days in the Shach, right? If you hold it on Shabbos, it's perfectly okay to publicly keep Yud Beis Chodesh and Shloshim, and that changes everything. But the nafkamina for here is what about the rabbi? Right? If it's not so noticeable, then the rabbi should not change his place. Because that is noticeable. The rabbi has a special chair, right? I mean, even in my shul, it says no assigned seats. You can't sit in the rabbi's chair, right? That would be laughable, right? All right, you laugh. But if it's because there's no iser, then even the rabbi switches seat. Ah, everyone will see he's switching it because of avelus. It's fine to switch because of avelus. Because it's only avelus of shloshim. That's not so unshavistic. I got the, and that's what the Gilyam Arsha says. He says this enough. Kamina, he talked was a little more macher. What he did was, on the third week, he came to shul and said, I'll sit in my seat because you're allowed to in the third week. And on the second week, he didn't go to shul. But Lamai says, that's a minute. The minute is the rabbi goes and sits in a normal place. We paskin against this kula chumra of the shach. I'm not sure, is the shach a kula and hilchus Shabbos or chumra and hilchus avelus, right? We paskin that, not like the shach, we paskin that you shouldn't show any avelus on Shabbos, not even avelus shloshim yud beis chodesh. And therefore, why? So why do we change our scene on Shabbos? Because it's not so noticeable. But if it is noticeable, like the rabbi, then you should not change your seat on Shabbos. What about the president? You know, in these fancy shuls, maybe the president also shouldn't change his seat on Shabbos, right? After all, if they see him in his striped pants and tails and top hat, not sitting on the dais, then it'll be a veil for Hesia on Shabbos. Don't joke. There are still shuls like that. Okay, we're not going to go through all the details here. That is good enough for now. Let's just briefly, we skipped one sif, and this will have to end. Ha'avel and Yotze Gimel b'chol beis haknesses. Avel doesn't go to shul on a weekday. Avel b'Shabbos Yotze, in the beis haMedrash. But on Shabbos, he's allowed to leave his house to go to shul or the beis haMedrash, even though in the beis haMedrash he's not allowed to learn regular Torah. But I guess he can chazer hilchos avelus or learn the parsha. We'll see. And in his days, the svardim were knowing that on laning days he went to shul in order to hear laning. But we Ashkenazim, we bring a Torah to the Avil's house, right? The Avil doesn't go to shul except on Shabbos. That's the minhag of Ashkenazim. That is pretty clear.
The kasha is, what if he can't get a minyan in his house? What if he can't get a minyan in his house? That is a big machlokas, right? This happens sometimes in the winter. In America, often you can't get a minyan for mincha in the shiva house because everyone's at work. I know when my father sat shiva, we couldn't get a minyan for mincha because everyone was at work. So what do you do in that case? So that is very controversial. And what if he has to say Kaddish, right? What if it's his parent who died and he has to say Kaddish? So that's very controversial. Rabbi Akiva Eger leaves that bit Tzorich Iyun. But the minhag is very clear. The Gesher Chaim says the minhag is that if he has to say Kaddish, he can go to shul no matter what, because saying Kaddish is a very important Kavanah Meis in our days. And he says, okay, you should try to avoid passing a lot of people on the way. But Maisa Mechol Yom, when someone can't get a minyan home and they have to say Kaddish, then they go to shul. If they don't have to say Kaddish, that's a different story. The Seder, okay. But if they have to say Kaddish, then they go to shul. Obviously, they try to get a minyan home. Just finishing up quickly, if the mole is the father, if the mole is the sandik, then he should daven at home and only go for the actual ceremony, and only after 3 days. Within 3 days, he shouldn't go at all, unless there's no other mole and he has no choice. Some people are mekel, even if there's another mole, that he, for him to chop the mitzvah. But the shach doesn't like this kulo. Motolo takni tzivornayim galeach. He can fix his fingernails, and the galeach, everyone says, means to cut his fingernails with the kli. Not all his fingernails, just the ones necessary for milah, because you have to do priya with your fingernail. If the mole doesn't have a good fingernail, then he'll hurt the baby. It'll be dangerous. So tzorcha milah vom yesh molach or asur. If there's another mole, then he shouldn't cut his fingernails. Again, any mitzvah that's absolutely necessary, he can go. All right, there's more details here, but we won't get into them now. And we will have to pick up Amir Tzashem with Simon Shin Sadi Hei on Tuesday.
Shin Sadi Dalit.
I meant on Tuesday. Yes.